Welcome to this third and final in the series of 2010-11 AATP Alumni podcasts. This to complete the series after the podcast that covered preparation and submission of the 2010 P11Ds. In this podcast, I want to discuss the requirements for calculating the values or cash equivalents of the expenses, payments and benefits in kind to be reported on Form P11D. I suggest that you have a copy of the 2010-11 Form P11D to refer to if you're able to do this. Let me start by dealing with some changes that will affect P11D reporting from 2010-11. Although I am pleased to say that there has been no more tinkering with the format itself, and the only change, therefore, is for the year to 2010-11. That, however, is an important point, because the HMRC P11D quality standard would result in the rejection of any paper returns for an earlier year that are used. There is no need to do that because we can print off the correct P11D return forms, and it is perfectly acceptable to use black and white copies instead of the coloured copies. Another change is the percentage tables shown in Appendix 2 of the HMRC Booklet 480 for 2011, which is the appendix for the calculation of the car benefit charge. The normal starting point is now 120 grams per kilometre for CO2 emissions, and cars with emissions of up to 75 grams per kilometre attract only a 5% charge. Cars with CO2 emissions of between 76 and 120 grams per kilometre attract a lower 10% charge. But please remember, you cannot round down a car that has CO2 emissions that are just above 120, say 121 to 124. It is not possible to reduce this to 120, unlike higher amounts where you would round down to the nearest 5. This goes back to the introduction of the qualifying low emission cars, the Qualex. Next point to note is that the average rate of interest for beneficial loans was 4% throughout the 2010-11 tax year. And indeed, this rate has been set at 4% for the current tax year, unless there is any significant change in interest rates. More of that when I look at interest-free loans.